Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Bill Handel on demand from KFI AM 640. Waking up with Bill Handel, but not in person, not physically. No touching. It's in his contract. And now, here's Bill Handel.
KFI AM 640. Bill Handel here on a Tuesday morning, March 28. And some of the bigger stories we are covering, of course, the shooting yesterday at the Nashville Christian Elementary School. Three adults, three children killed. On the weather front, 13th atmospheric river headed to SoCal. Up to 2 inches of rain starting later today. More water just for you. It's Tuesday, which means it's time for Tech Tuesday with Rich DeMuro.
All the latest on gadgets and stuff with KFI's resident handsome nerd.
It's Tech Tuesday with Rich DeMuro.
Rich DeMuro, host of Rich on Tech, Saturdays 11 to 2, and his social address at Rich on Tech. Good morning, Rich.
Hey, good morning to you, Bill.
Yeah, a lot going on today, obviously. Well, we always have a lot going on. The world of tech just not only keeps changing, but we get news like every single day. So news out of Twitter, which we're getting constantly, and one of the better moves that Elon Musk made, he just admitted that it's worth half what he paid for it, which is kind of fun. Big changes coming to Twitter. Rich, what's that about?
Yeah, so now we have to take this with a grain of salt because Elon Musk often tweets out proposed changes in his head that don't necessarily make it to the service. But his latest change says starting April 15th, only verified accounts will be eligible to be in the recommendations feed, which is now the main feed of Twitter. So what does that mean, only verified accounts? Well, starting in a couple of days, to be verified, you have to pay the $8 a month for Twitter Blue. So what he's effectively saying is that if you don't pay to subscribe to Twitter, your tweets will not be recommended to anyone outside of the folks that follow you, which is not very good if you're trying to build a following on Twitter.
All right. So verified specifically means what?
Well, so it used to mean a blue check. So Twitter would go through, and if you were a celebrity or you were notable in some way, whether you are a journalist or pretty much anyone that they could verify they are who they say they are, they would give them a blue check. And that would give you a little bit of, it would just mean that you were who you said you were. And so your tweets would be seen by a little bit more people. And, you know, people could trust when you tweeted that that came from you. Well, now they're getting rid of that. They call it the legacy check mark. And they're starting the new blue system, which is the $8 a month to pay for that check mark. And so if you don't pay for the check mark, people like me, like Rich on Tech, you'll see I'll lose the check mark and you don't know when I'm tweeting if that's really me.
Doesn't that destroy the entire purpose? Because now it's whoever pays. And therefore, if you can afford $8 a month, and who can't? You know, let's say I want to start a Twitter account and I am trying to build some kind of following because I'm one of those weird people that think I can monetize my tweets, one in a million that actually do that. And I'm willing to pay my $8. Therefore, hey, I'm legit and you're not.
Yeah, this is going to be a problem. I see this as having so many implications. Let's say that someone wanted to be Rich on Tech with a blue check mark. Since mine is losing the blue check mark, apparently, we don't know that this is going to happen for real because, of course, it hasn't yet. But Elon says it's going to. But let's say someone starts a new account, Rich on Tech with two H's. They pay the $8 a month. You're searching for Rich on Tech on Twitter. You see the one with the blue check mark. That's the one you're going to follow first because you say, oh, I see the blue check mark. That must mean that person's legitimate. So it presents all kinds of complications for people impersonating other people, people, you know, just causing all kinds of trouble with fake news and fake tweets and all that kind of stuff.
Now, heretofore, the difference between check and uncheck was your ability or their ability to verify who you are. How did they do that?
Well, so in the past, and this is what Elon Musk has taken a problem with, is that he said it was kind of like an old club, you know, where it was a lot of kind of, you know, insider trading kind of stuff, where if you were a journalist, you would send an email. Like, for instance, for myself, many, many years ago, I got an email from someone at Twitter saying, hey, you know, if you want to get verified, send us, you know, your information, your corporate email address and, you know, a driver's license, whatever it was, and we'll verify you are who you say you are. We'll give you that blue check. I didn't know who I was sending this to. It was a very kind of underground system. And Elon Musk came in and said, yeah, that wasn't really fair. We want to make this available to everyone who wants a blue check mark. And so now they're doing the thing with the payment, but the payment doesn't matter. Anyone with a credit card can get the blue check now, and it means nothing. And it's just very confusing to people who have trusted this system for years.
So it just takes away any credibility that Twitter has. Twitter, and he's admitted that Twitter's worth half what he paid for, but he thinks that the company could be worth $250 billion. It seems to me he's just dreaming, completely delusional as far as that's concerned.
Well, I think Twitter has a huge problem right now, Bill, and that is Elon Musk. So he has not made a lot of friends running Twitter. Yeah, he's made some changes that have been good and interesting, but overall, it's too much. And Twitter has really never been this premier social network. It's been part of everything, but it's never been like the place where people go to build a huge following for, you know, Instagram or Facebook or YouTube or TikTok. You know, Twitter has been for like journalists and news. And so now you take that away and people don't trust it or they don't want to be on it and you've got a problem.
All right. Let's go to what I do on a reasonably regular basis is I order Uber Eats. And so what's going on with Uber Eats these days other than some bad food in my case?
Well, I mean, bad food and food that's typically cold when it arrives. So, so Uber Eats, I don't know if you've heard of this concept, virtual brands. So if you scroll through any of the delivery apps, there are a whole bunch of restaurants on there that you've never heard of. And they serve things like wings and, you know, grilled cheese sandwiches and cakes and cookies. They're called virtual brands. And this has become a really popular way to market brand restaurants that do traditional restaurants, but they just kind of come up with different brands they want to offer. So let's say you run an IHOP and you say, well, let's do a virtual brand of just Melts. And so these have kind of taken over the delivery apps and people are very confused. Restaurants are gaming the system by offering 20 different restaurant names under the same brand. And it helps them just build business. And so Uber says, you know what, we got to crack down on this because it's getting to be a bad experience for the end user. They said, I think they had 40,000 virtual brands on Uber Eats, up from 10,000 in 2021. And so basically, you're going to start seeing a lot less of these virtual brands there.
All right. So I'm a little confused as to what this happens. I go to Uber Eats and I look at the restaurants. And I am ordering per specialty meal. I mean, you were saying, for example, a melt. And if I want a chicken melt, that's the only thing that the chicken melt restaurant has?
Exactly. So let's say you run, just let's say IHOP, for instance, okay? So, you know, IHOP serves burgers, but they're known for pancakes. But they also serve salads. So what IHOP might do in an effort to game the system is have different virtual brands that offer that item. So they might have Salad Works, and then they might have Grill Works, and they might have Wing Works, and they might have Burger Works. So that when you're searching for burger, you say, oh, the restaurant just serves burgers. They must be really good at burgers.
So they basically you're ordering from a restaurant that serves one thing. Who's going to buy? Who's going to buy that, Ridge?
But it's all coming from the same place. That's the thing. That's why it's called a virtual kitchen.
No, I get that.
It's actually, it's all coming from the IHOP.
Right.
But they're saying, look, if we say that this is just a burger restaurant and we come up with this fancy little burger name, people will be more apt to order from there because they trust it more and they think it's a burger place.
Yeah, I like the idea of a restaurant serving one dish. I'm jumping on that one for sure. No, but I understand your point. I get it. They're promoting their signature dishes, and that's what they are promoting. Okay, fair enough. So when Uber is talking about cracking down, what does that mean? Simply saying no, and how do they know?
Well, that's the thing. So what's happened is, and I gave the big example of like an IHOP, but, you know, the smaller restaurants, they got hip to this and they started realizing that if they started making up virtual brand names for their different kind of sections of the menu, they would get more sales. And so now Uber Eats is saying, no, that's too confusing. And the way that people would figure this out is when you're scrolling through the app, you would say, you'd look at the address of the restaurant and you'd say, well, hold on, I live in that neighborhood. That's not a cookie store. That's a Buco di Beppo or something, because Buco di Beppo is one of the big brands that does it as well. So people were just very confused as to like, where are these restaurants coming from? How are these brands, where are they originating from? So Uber Eats is basically saying like, you can't do this. You can't make one restaurant into 27.
Makes sense. Apple, they have a new classic music app that comes out today.
Yeah.
How many people listen to classic music?
You know, that's a great question, but clearly, I think more well starting today, to be honest, because Apple has done something that nobody's done in a very long time with classical music, and that is they gave it a fresh look, they gave it a fresh feel, and they actually gave it metadata. And so the problem with classical music is that if you don't know anything about it, you don't know how to find it. You don't know where to look. And if you really want to see the different composers and the way that these things have been arranged, there's not really a good search engine for that. And so Apple went through and they really did their homework. They went through and cataloged thousands of works and cross-referenced them and gave them way more metadata than ever before and a separate app. So now this is called Apple Classical Music. It launched today. I just sat through an hour-long meeting with all the folks that created this app, and they really have high hopes for this thing to kind of revolutionize a love in classical music again.
Yeah, I mean, classical music does well. There's a quick story about a classical music station here in Southern California that the average income was twice that of the next station's demographic where the average income, and by the way, we were number two. Our average income listener is very high. And theirs was double that, which means, of course, advertisers love that, except there were only four people listening to the station, which means it went out of business. But what you're saying or what Apple's thinking is there is enough out there that this really has legs.
Well, I think what Apple's thinking is that if this music is easier to discover and it looks and feels like a current music app that people are used to nowadays, they're used to the quality of the songs, the quality of the recordings, the way it's been, they literally hired artists to come up with new painting pictures of all of these composers from back in the day. You know, it's little things like that. Like if you look at a picture of Beethoven, you know, it's the same picture you've seen on the internet 27,000 times. Apple said, you know what, let's hire an artist to come up with a new modern picture of this guy so that it looks a whole lot better and it fits into this app better. So you're better.
Yeah, I understand. So if you're seeing Beethoven in a mullet, you're going to be more apt to listen to the music, right?
Yeah, he's holding an iPhone in the avatar now. So, I mean, it's much more modern. It looks.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that makes sense. And by the way, these apps, and they have hundreds of thousands of apps, if not more. How many of them actually make a substantial amount of money?
Oh, a lot. Bill, every year I go to what's called WWDC, and I think the last payout number has been like $20 billion to app developers.
Wow.
Now, a lot of that, like you said, is kind of like to a lot of people, but here are, you know, a couple main players. But here's the thing. In the U.S. right now, you can still, as a regular person, code an app and still make a substantial living. I interview these people all the time that just come up with an app idea, and they make a really good living based on a 99-cent subscription or a yearly, whatever it is. And it's just regular people that sort of know how to do this stuff. And if you have an idea, you can still do it with Apple, and their platform is pretty good for that.
All right. Rich, always appreciated. Saturdays right here, 11 to 2 o'clock on KFI. And he is at Rich on Tech with the social. Rich, thank you. And we will talk again.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it. Catch you over the weekend.
And the shooting that happened yesterday at the Nashville Christian Elementary School, 3 9-year-olds were killed. And three adults, the school, the head of the school, the principal, if you will, a custodian and a substitute teacher. Now, the Nashville police just released body cam video of the police entering the building and taking down the shooter on the second floor. I mean, it only took a few minutes where the police rushed the school. And there is you can actually go to our website, KFIAM640.com/video. Here is some sound that was released from that body cam video.
So that's the officers when they enter the building and they start going door to door and floor to floor. You watch them go into each classroom. They're clearing the classrooms. You know, they're yelling door and opening it for each other. And you've got the guys with the, you know, the assault weapons ready to, you know, whatever they're going to encounter. All of a sudden, then they turn a corner to sort of an administrative looking area. And that's where they encounter the shooter. So just to sort of set that up, when they turned that corner, there she was and shooting the whole time. As they're going toward her, you can hear her firing shots. Finally, she turns the gun at them, and it's the body cam video. The cop that you're actually watching in the video seems to be the one who shoots her, takes her down. And then they start yelling, "Get your hands away from the gun. Get away from the gun. Stop moving."
Yeah, it's pretty riveting stuff, to say the least. And then you see her on the ground, and there's a square, the black square over her, so you don't get that great a view. But you can see her arms, legs, and she's splayed out. There is, you know, the first thing that comes to mind, or actually the third thing that comes to mind is, another one, right? The morning I opened the show and opened Handle on the News, and it was all my most... I complained about this. Three kids and three adults were shot to death in Nashville yesterday at a school. And the big news is the weather. Almost dismissed it. And obviously, I'm being a little sarcastic here because these shootings happen over and over and over again. It's the 129th mass shooting since January 1st. We're going to be setting an American record here. And I thought I'd talk a little bit about why it happens, and then the changes in the whole argument of gun control and the gun lobby. That's the NRA, the manufacturers, and of course, the Second Amendment advocates. Oh, incidentally, ask any person who is a Second Amendment advocate what the Third Amendment is. Just ask them and see how many line up to give you that answer, huh? It's a little obscure. It has to do with quartering of soldiers, which happened during the Revolutionary War. But in any case, it's always the Second Amendment, which is sacrosanct. And among those people, that's the most important thing in life. I mean, more important than kids and more important than almost everything. That is the major issue, not climate change, none of that, not national security. It is Second Amendment. So I thought what I would do is spend a minute or two and talk about just our culture and what is going on. The gun advocates, the gun advocates have won this battle completely. The gun control people have, it's lost. I don't even know why they bother. Because here's what's going to happen. Any legislation that goes in, some kind of gun control, what ends up happening? Real easy. Gun advocates, all they have to do is answer the legislation, file a lawsuit, and simply say, let's say it's Assembly Bill 302. All they have to do is say Assembly Bill 302 is unconstitutional Second Amendment. They're done. That's the entire complaint. And they win, especially with this court. Even if the appellate court turns it down and somehow it goes to Supreme Court, it's over. It's done. They've won the battle. What is going on? You know, what is it about America? Here's one point. The gun advocates are now arguing, and they've changed the argument a little bit, that the problem is not the number of guns that are out there. The problem is mental illness. The problem is people who should not have guns. That is the issue here. Now, look at the stats in terms of the murders, the suicides in the United States, the gun violence. We blow away the rest of the world by a magnitude in terms of gun violence. And the argument is the problem is mental illness. Do we have more mental illness here in the States than we do in any other country? More than England, more than France, more than Italy, more than Germany. We have that many more mentally ill people, right? For some reason, we are the international bastion of mental illness. So that argument doesn't really fly. What it is very simply the number of guns. Statistically, that's what we have. I mean, and the numbers are stunning. 43,000 deaths a year with guns, the majority of them being suicides. But even the number of suicides increased dramatically where guns exist and where they don't. Murders, outright murders, 17,000, give or take.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
It is simply the number of guns out there. We have more guns than people, and I mean by a long shot in this country. We are simply we just simply own guns. And why is that? I mean, it's in our DNA. That's really what it's about. This country was founded by gun owners. Now, keep in mind that everybody owned a gun. because people had come to the come to America, the colonies, and it was not industrialized whatsoever. It was agricultural. People hunted. I mean, that was a given. And historically, that has stayed with Americans because it's simply part. We've been a gun culture to the exclusion of other parts of the world. So historically, it makes a great deal of sense that guns, as I said, are is in our DNA as Americans. Also, we have a legal issue where you have courts that have upheld the, quote, Second Amendment rights, but and it's in our Constitution, right? Second Amendment, as I said earlier, ask a gun owner what the Third Amendment is. But the Second Amendment is a fascinating amendment. The language is very short, and here's what it is. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, comma, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And what the courts have done, especially the modern courts, is simply ignore a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. It doesn't exist as far as the Supreme Court is concerned. That the only language that exists in the Second Amendment is the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That's where it starts. That's where it stops. Militia, we go back in history, how was a Revolutionary War fought and won? It was militias. It was citizens banding together in organized and loosely organized group to fight the British. It was a militia. And the Second Amendment says a well-regulated militia. What does that mean? I guess with leadership, with training, because that actually happened during the Civil War. Militias were trained. Continental Army had divisions where they had training officers. And so a well-regulated militia, what does that mean as far as Supreme Court? It doesn't exist as far as the court is concerned. It simply doesn't exist. The Second Amendment only has the second part. And then if it doesn't exist, if a well-regulated militia doesn't exist, how can it be necessary to the security of a free state if militias don't exist, according to the Constitution? That it's only individuals who have a right to bear arms. And that has been translated into your fundamental right, for example, to have an assault weapon. What the courts have said is that, and this again, the gun lobby says, what guns are about is protection. That's what it's about. The Heller decision, which really established the modern ownership of guns as a matter of fact, it was the first constitutional decision the Supreme Court made in terms of gun ownership. Can you imagine that? And it said it had to do with handguns at home, and that's it. City of Detroit. You have the right to have a handgun at home for protection. It used to be illegal. And that has been expanded. From handgun at home to as many assault weapons as you could possibly want because you have the fundamental right for protection. So the two fundamental arguments that the gun lobby is making is, number one, protection. I mean, you need an assault weapon in your house for protection. And number two, mental illness. That if we got rid of everybody who was mentally ill in this country, then we wouldn't have a problem. Well, a study was done at Harvard. And the study went on to say, and it can be, you can argue against it, by the way, because studies, you can have another study going the other way, that if you got rid of every single mentally ill person in this country, that would be 4% of the gun violence. And how do you find the mentally ill? Well, you find them after the fact. That's what you do. Then you go on social media. Well, we can find out what's going on with social media. The shooter in Nashville sent Instagrams, private Instagrams to her friend who called and said that that there's a danger here. And we should have known, even though we didn't know where he was. I mean, it is crazy. We can go on and on, but we're done. Want a quick reminder, coming up, 877-520. That's the phone number. I am taking phone calls, handle on the law, with Gary and Shannon come aboard off the air, 877-520-1150. Speaking of Gary and Shannon, Gary, what do you have on the menu today?
Well, we are going to have the latest out of the tragedy in Tennessee. We'll hear from the police chief from the Metropolitan Nashville Police Department about how difficult all of yesterday was for his officers, as well as the potential for other targets that would have been on this shooter's list. We're standing by for a news conference as well out of Tennessee. But there is room. There is room in our show for some happier things, including the dog that caught the foul ball. All of that's coming up.
You've been listening to The Bill Handel Show. Catch my show Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. and anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.